Al-Jazari's Automata, 1206. The polymath, inventor, artist, and engineer Ismail al-Jazari, 1136 through 1206, lived during the height of the Islamic Golden Age, following his father as the chief engineer at the Artuklu Palace in Anatolia, present-day Diyarbakir, Turkey. Al-Jazari's Book of Knowledge of Ingenious Mechanical Devices, written at the request of his royal employer and published the year Al-Jazari died, contains descriptions of numerous mechanical devices that Al-Jazari had built, including moving human and animal automata, as well as water-raising machines, fountains, and clocks. During his research and engineering, Al-Jazari employed camshafts, crankshafts, escapement wheels, segmental gears, and other sophisticated mechanisms. Among his automata are moving peacocks driven by water, a waitress that serves drinks, and a musical robot band of four automatic musicians in a boat with changing facial expressions that were controlled by rotating shafts. Some researchers have speculated that the movements of the robot band may have been programmable, indicating an extra degree of technical sophistication. His elephant clock featured a humanoid robot striking a cymbal at regular intervals, along with a robotic bird that chirped as a scribe rotated, marking out time with his pen. Al-Jazari's 11-foot-tall, 3.4-meter castle clock featured five automata musicians. According to English engineer and historian Donald R. Hill, 1922 through 1994, who is famous for his English translation of Al-Jazari's work, it is impossible to overemphasize the importance of Al-Jazari's work in the history of engineering. Until modern times, there is no other document from any cultural area that provides a comparable wealth of instructions for the design, manufacture, and assembly of machines. No doubt, this is partly due to the fact that there was usually a social and cultural divide between those who made and those who wrote. When a scholar described a machine that had been constructed by an illiterate craftsman, he was usually interested in the finished product. He neither understood nor cared about the messy business of construction. We therefore owe a great debt to this obscure prince for our possession of a unique document. See also Ctesibios's water clock, circa 250 BCE, Hesdin Mechanical Park, circa 1300, Religious Automata, 1352, Jacquet Dreux's Automata, 1774.